In this energy-conscious time of ours, there is one single thing we could do to conserve billions of barrels of oil. Move our power plants closer to us. Since the early 20th century, we've built them farther and farther away from cities and towns. We learned with the first ones in the late 19th century that no one liked having a smoke-spewing plant next door. So, by 1910 or so, power companies built them far from city centers. At first, moving them made for economies of scale, because one plant could serve several cities. Yet we paid a penalty, a decrease in efficiency. By efficiency, I mean the fraction of energy that enters compared to the amount of electricity created. You see, a power plant burns oil to produce electricity. Each gallon of oil has a maximum amount of stored energy. But we don't convert all of that to useful electricity. Some of it goes into running the equipment in the plant. Some we lose as heat. Also, transmitting the electricity long distances over power lines involves energy loss as heat, typically about 10 to 15%. With all that in mind, here's an astonishing fact. Our peak energy efficiency occurred in 1910. Yes, that's right, 1910. We converted about 65% of the input energy into usable electricity. By moving power plants further away, we dropped by 1960 to an efficiency of about 30%. Partly this occurred because of lost energy in long transmission lines, but also because the heat from the plant could not be recycled and used in nearby buildings. Instead, they simply vented it. With today's technology, we can convert more than 50% of the energy from burning fuel into electricity, while at the same time giving off fewer pollutants. New technologies also create quieter plants, ones that would be good neighbors. In addition, we could recycle waste heat to nearby office buildings and homes, and with nearby plants, we could lose less energy to transmission. All combined, we could achieve between 65 and 95-plus percent efficiency. Creating an infrastructure of these smaller, delocalized plants would mean a savings over 3 decades of $5 trillion in capital investment and would consume 122 billion fewer barrels of oil. All this means, of course, less carbon dioxide emission, less pollution, and cheaper energy.